out here. Know how to drive a bus.
All right,
little.
Standing on a city bus, there are 8 cats munching down on the bus driver. People screaming and running off the bus.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Bit of control. If you want control in this situation.
All right, hold on. Let me see. You could probably do as much as an individual expensive.
Don't look at my other chips, you little...
No.
You left them out.
Wait, what's that one that's
you're
in there in the middle?
Oh, that is the pot.
That's the pot.
All right, reveal. Wow, there's a bunch. I see. What does that say?
Yeah, she wants control.
It's possible that I bluffed that to get you to put in more chips.
Dude, I want it.
I knew that, but I wasn't going to give it to you cheap.
Cats, kill the bus driver. You're standing on the bus. People screaming, running off.
Grab one of the cats.
Okay.
Take its claw and cut open its belly.
Okay.
What?
It's
got a
check.
You're a mean-ass cat whisperer.
Kill the cat. Now what?
Shove it on your head.
Okay, another skill check.
What?
One. No. Damn.
Fail.
Whose head were you trying to put the cat on?
John's head. All right. Now we're now standing on the bus with a dead cat.
And 7 live cats chewing
seven
on a dead bus driver.
And there is a police station in the bus station there, I believe. So the cops are going to be
there.
There
is.
So we're a bit for control. Reveal.
I have 3. 4.
Okay, 4.
At least I get to keep my chips. I really wanted to.
Come running out of the bus station.
I hit the gas!
So you're pushing the guy out of the bus station. You have a skill to let you drive?
I have acrobatic.
She can still drive, just not well.
I'm imagining how you use acrobatics to drive, and it's really funny.
At least the cats are still on the bus.
The corner of 5th and Charlotte. Which way are you going?
I'm going towards the nearest craft store.
Drive across the medium.
You know where that is?
Okay, we're
ask one of the cats.
Station.
They know.
Doesn't the bus have GPS?
No.
You should check. It's got to have a map thing or something in it. Why don't you check?
I bet you the craft store is full of X-Acto knives.
Because I got to keep track of it. There's a GPS thing there, isn't it?
I don't know if one of you can put an address in.
Drive across. It's just across the medium. Drive across the medium. Through all those people. Drive through them.
Like the medium?
Drive through the people. Drive through the people.
It's a median, not a medium.
Doesn't matter. There's a
tell
medium
the cats to clear your
there.
Path.
Drive through them.
Tell the cats to kill all the people and clear your path.
I'm going
they're
to
doing push-ups.
Drive towards the interstate.
Alright, so
I'm bored.
Down Charlotte.
And I'm singing Christmas tunes.
You get to I-40. Which way are you going on I-40?
I'm going to go...
from
left.
Left, alright.
She's going the wrong way.
So you're going...
definitely the wrong
way. You pass
way.
The intersection to Church Street. Keep going.
Yeah!
Past Broadway.
This
keep
is boring.
Going.
Demumbrian.
This is boring.
I figure out how far 10 minutes is.
This is extremely boring.
This is 10 minutes.
And Tennessee, and
is this 10 minutes?
Hey. It's already been 10 minutes.
Hey, isn't there an art store over near the homeless shelter?
Yeah.
Boston?
Yeah.
Let's go that way!
Yeah, yeah.
Art the homeless.
I bet you there's lots of cats there.
All right, so you are at...
There's actually a cat in the
why
store.
Why did I feed you?
You are at the Montgomery Street exit.
I want to drive through the roundabout statue.
Skill check.
Oh, Music Row? Oh, okay.
I know exactly where that is.
Yep.
No.
You ran into a car.
That's on Music Row. This is the other one.
Excellent.
This is the other. This isn't the naked one.
No, this is the one with the sticks.
I know where we're at. We're right downtown.
By the Music City Center.
Music City Center on the hotel.
We've obviously been resting because it's been more than 10 minutes.
No, she ran into a car, so we got a bid for control.
Oh, I never put my chips in.
What is it? What?
I'm not betting.
Yeah, but you should still
it's
put
daytime,
it in there so people
right?
know, so they might up to how much
now,
they have.
Well, yeah,
yeah, because we have, yeah.
It's daytime now, yes. Reveal.
4.
3.
Alright. Alright, 4. You're in the roundabout.
I'm going to climb on top of the Music City Center and then lay out on the grass, because you know they get the grass up there.
Skill check to climb.
Are we covered in blood?
CrossFit!
CrossFit.
Right. Are we covered in blood?
Yay!
From the cat.
Climb to the top and lay down on the grass.
I hope we are covered in
blood.
Is that one of yours?
What level of skill is it? It's a one.
All right,
roll.
What?
To tanning.
He's tanning on top of you.
Soak in the sun. Yeah.
All right. Hit for control.
Is there a lot of people around there?
Not up here.
No, not right now.
There's people down below, but not up here. All right, reveal.
Three.
Four. She's got four. All
right.
All right, you're on the roof of the
Put them in the
pot.
Put them in the pot.
Put them in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm going to climb down.
Top of the Music City Center.
I have acrobatics.
Okay. Acrobaticing off of the roof.
I got a six.
Cirque du Soleil.
Very well. And which
that was
side?
Awesome, bro.
Umbrian, eighth.
I bought towards the art store.
Where the homeless shelter is.
It's over by the homeless shelter.
Okay, so that's going to be on Korean behind veterans?
Yeah.
No, it's behind
it's off of Lafayette.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you getting from the art store?
I'm going to get yarn and sticks.
With what money?
Plaza Artist Materials.
That's
and
it.
Picture framing. Okay, that's less than 10 minutes walk, so you get there. That's like two blocks.
And I'm going to pick up something large and pokey. And
like a needle.
Yeah, needles. Lots of needles.
Yeah, we need needles.
And when I'm done with that, I'm
going to
go find the nearest nuttery.
What? Nunnery?
Yeah, there's actually, I think...
There is a nunnery there.
Not there.
There's it's more than 10 minutes.
It's over...
Historically,
Rosa,
there's lots of cats in your nunneries.
Roselle Park's north near the Millennial Hotel.
Yeah, that's a long ways.
That's going to be a little while.
Historically, there's a lot of cats near nunneries. I like this place.
There's actually a cat in the store.
I enjoy the cat. We should take it with us.
We don't need the cat.
We need it for materials.
No,
we really
cats.
Don't need the cat.
We need it for materials.
What do we do with that cat that was cut open? Do we still have
it? It's on the bus.
It's on the bus.
All right.
With the other cats.
I'm going to go put all my yarn and stuff on the bus and head over to the nunnery.
Yeah, we've got
the
cats.
Back on the bus with a dead guy on it?
Yeah.
I kicked him off when, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Well, the police would be there by now because you wrecked in the middle of the roundabout.
And there was tanning involved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Big
we did leave
now.
The bus. Yeah, I'm not going to get back on the bus. That would be silly.
Because everything else is totally not silly.
Yeah. We don't want to be ridiculous here.
No, let's keep
Let's not get carried away, guys.
I think we should get on the bus. How do we get anywhere if we don't get
all
on the bus?
Your art supplies, where are you going? You don't have any money, by the way. You're stealing these things?
Of course.
All right, that's a skill.
What are we stealing? Let's see.
Art supplies. Needles.
We need needles.
Maybe they have golden,
take the needles.
It's artist stuff. It's expensive.
Yeah, I go to the store.
All the needles, all the needles, all the needles, all the needles.
It's very awesome.
Get the best. If you're going to steal it, why not get the best stuff you can?
Golden needles.
I'm going to extreme coupon it.
Oh. Yeah, get us some money. Take the needles.
That's a six.
Right, what's the value of the stuff you took, would you say?
Probably about $200.
Yeah, that's his objective.
Well, she didn't steal it.
She didn't steal it.
She couponed it.
I couponed it.
that wouldn't be points, because you have to steal.
Okay, so you got all your stuff. That's not the goal, though, right?
Nope.
Okay, do we have a backpack to keep all this stuff in?
No, I have a bag, though. They gave me a nice bag with all my coupon. It was part of the coupons.
Yeah, like a tote bag?
Mm-hmm.
That's pushing it.
Plastic tote bag? That's nice. I like plastic tote bags. You know what we need? A cat.
You're at the corner of 7th and Middleton Street. Where are you going?
Wherever we're going, we should run there. It's better for you.
We have to help Hope. Make a hat for the Hope homeless.
You can see a record store, a Baptist church, a winery.
No, because he's going to kill a Hope.
And the rescue mission just right across the
street. Oh! I'm going to take my yarn.
We're not far from hipsters either. Let's not go there.
I'm
we can kill hipsters.
Hipsters and homeless are the same thing.
All right.
I can
sounds
Spider-Man
good.
Man where I'm going.
Okay, say what?
Acrobatics.
Acrobatics are way with Spider-Man.
Moves.
That's
caught that again.
A three.
That's good. Acrobatics.
And where are you going, though?
To the nunnery.
Okay, hold on. While you're doing it, you have to go, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
does whatever a spider can. Can he bend a web
from a web?
Needs a web.
Can't he be dead?
Because it does not come up when you put in nunnery.
It's not called a nunnery.
Because it's a convent.
Convent,
yeah.
Not to be confused with a convict.
It's like a nun jail.
It's not, it's a, not nun a nun jail.
Yeah.
No.
There's lots of cats there, too.
It's not a nun jail.
You type in Millennial Hotel, and it's across the street from there.
Millennial
type
Hotel?
Type in Millennial, and you get my face.
That was lame.
Yeah, but it made some people smile, so it's good.
Hey,
enough.
Even bad puns make people smile.
That was punny.
I need a haircut. Funny. Oh, my God.
She's going to get a punishment for that.
Oh.
You're going to get a real hurt.
For shame. That was really...
See,
bad.
I'm glad
mine we have
was
all these
bad,
things.
His was worse.
Mine was yours that you keep using.
Hush.
So you stole it?
Plagiarism?
Yep. Stolen pun.
Okay, you don't even know. They taught me all
that
about this in middle
punny.
School. Like, this was...
Plagiarism only counts if you have something copyrighted.
All right.
Or pun.
That's going to take more than 10 minutes even with your stuff, so I'll get a chip back, everybody.
I want that golden chip.
I'm choosing this building that's not marked what it is because I don't
I
see
want
anything.
The golden
it looks
chip.
Like a convent.
Okay.
It don't really it's look like one.
Well, remember, yeah, it does. Chips, so you wouldn't think you'd be getting
oh, I don't know about from top
the
down view.
The golden chip.
Top down view, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
It's the greatest chip of them all. It's the golden chip. All
right. Fit for control.
Where are we?
Standing outside a convent. On 9th Avenue North. Reveal. I see four.
Damn it.
Four.
Nah. Also across the street is a John Early Middle School.
No. 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 Bad angry nerd.
So many. We both rolled four. Oh,
okay. All right. So put in your chips.
I look around. Are there any homeless people hanging out here at the nunnery?
They don't usually let them hang out
at
the
convent. Well, at the nunnery, they might be there to get food or something.
No, they have other places for that.
Damn it!
There's you were in Homeless Central earlier.
Are there nuns out there?
There's not much outside.
No, there are none.
They're inside.
I go in. And
the sister at the door says, "Can I help you, sir?"
I pee on her.
Is she startled?
No, damn it!
Dude, we gotta
still
go to the doctor.
Ready to go to
bed. We got a problem. We all need to just come to
let's
terms with
stop
this.
Let's what we're doing.
We have
and
a problem.
And go get this shit checked out. Because we can't pee for anything.
He almost made me shoot snot out my nose.
It's okay, we'll try again.
All right, bid for control. Once again, we're standing in front of a nun with our penis out.
If I had a nickel for every time that happened to me.
Reveal.
Three.
I see four.
That's
I
a
got
five.
Five. All right. I'm going to try to pee again.
Actually, while
Doctor.
She's looking at me in
Doctor.
Disgust, I'm going to say, can you fix this? And when she looks down...
Ask her to lay hands on it.
When she looks down, I'm going to try to steal the cross off her neck.
All right. Okay.
Oh, no.
Got it.
Got it.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it
steal
is.
The cross from a nun?
It's to pickpocket someone.
A bid for...
Was it an expensive cross?
No. All
right.
Nuns don't have expensive crosses.
All right.
Vow of poverty and all that stuff. Reveal... See four here. Anybody got more than
three.
Four?
Four.
All right. You're standing in front of a startled nun with your penis out and her cross in her hand.
If I had a
wait a second. You said she's startled?
Every time.
You said she's startled?
I'd have
you're welcome.
Too many nickels.
All right. Hold on.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that would startle her probably.
Don't leave.
All right.
No, we have to make our web. We have to make our web now.
Okay. If we call the cats, they will protect us.
Hungry.
Okay, we gotta.
She looks delicious.
You know
come on.
I'm gonna put this away.
Come on.
This
I'm
bad.
Hungry. Come on, man. I'm
hey,
hungry.
Hey, what in the world can that be?
Hungry.
And then I'm gonna run off in the other
she
direction.
She looks delicious.
I don't know. Stealth.
Okay.
Did you put the penis away or the cross?
Stealth away.
He put everything away.
Sneak away when she's not looking.
Outside convent, you're on 9th Avenue North across the street at John Early Middle School. There's not much else around. You're in kind of a woody area. You can go north or south on 9th Avenue.
Why not?
I
wonder if Cat Whisperer works on big cats.
Myself to people.
Let's go south. I'm going to go into a bar.
I was in that too. All
right, you come to the corner of Dominican Drive.
That would be winning.
And 9th Avenue. Down this Dominican Drive, you can see... wait a minute.
Why are
I just found the actual convent, so let's go from there.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Let's
It's Dominican Drive. What did you
It's called St. Cecilia Mother House.
There you go. There
across the street from you is Lexus of Nashville and Starbucks. I don't see a bar.
There's lots of hipsters at Starbucks.
There's a Lexus. You can go steal a car. Pickpocket the keys.
They want the delicious blood of the nun.
The ghetto's right across the bridge. If you want
to
go,
I'm gonna go to the Lexus dealership.
All right. But
the nun, if we call the cats, they will.
She looked walk delicious.
Up and I'm trying what? To look, you know, what? Trying to you know, muscle no, myself up so I look like a distressed businessman.
Hey, get a mirror, man. Come on, you have to do this.
Well, you're probably still wearing the jumpsuit from the jail that you haven't changed.
Nobody thought of this. Why?
But the color's fantastic.
No, he took part of it off because he was tanning.
His shirt. Now
he's
just
yeah,
the shirt parts roll down to your waist. Yeah.
Wearing parachute pants, basically.
So I'm gonna try and get as close as I can to get inside the place so I can
just walk right in.
All right, I'm gonna go in, but I want to get as close as I can to where they keep all the keys. And I'm gonna grab the one that has to do with the like on one of the one that has like the demo, the ones that are on the
the one that's on the inside.
Yeah.
All right,
stealth.
John, the nun. We need to go back to the nun. We're hungry.
No,
damn.
I fail.
Hungry, John. Hungry. All right,
bid for control.
Hungry, John.
You are. Tiptoeing through the inside of the Lexus dealership, but not stealthily. Reveal.
Hungry, John, hungry.
I see 2, 3, 4.
Five.
Damn it, you were hungry.
So you're what? At the key place. Want to try to do it again?
Yep. No, I fail again.
You can spend a chip to do that. You know. Huh? You can spend a chip.
Suck at this.
Bid for control. Reveal.
Oh, this is 2.
We got 1.
What you got down there? 3?
3!
Alright.
None!
Put them in here.
I'm in there. And says, can I help you, sir?
Yes, I need a nun. I'll be leaving now. Walk out the door.
What the?
The guy's like...
It's my guys. Relax, Bob. You weren't going to make that sale anyway. You see the way the guy was dressed? Clearly, that's
convent.
John. We know about
I'm running
John.
Across the street back to the
Have
convent.
You not heard about John?
Now that I can see what the convent actually looks like. Okay, what are you doing?
I start building a web.
Just
with
outside?
What?
In front of the door.
With what?
Still check.
With all the yarn we still have.
We still have the bags.
Because there's totally a gate there.
We could have made the web.
I made
cat.
It. All
right. Now
you're
going to try to trap a nun?
Yes.
What skill are you using for that?
But the nuns never leave.
No one leaves and nobody ever comes in.
I'm going to lasso her with knitting skills. I'm gonna go up to her and I will make you a sweater.
Fake
and
an
like,
injury.
Like,
fake an injury on the ground and then when she comes over to help you, then you put her in the web.
I have to cocoon
fake an
her
injury.
Up.
Or you can fake an injury.
Don't fake an injury. Don't fake an injury.
Lasso again, knitting.
You know, if you pee on the web, it makes it sticky.
Tell her you're gonna make her a scarf.
No, we don't want a sticky web.
No, I just start like, I'm like, I start like.
So you
like,
just walk up to a nun and start knitting her?
I start like wrapping it around.
Skill check.
Wow. What's wrong with you?
You failed.
No.
Yeah, that's not too surprising with that approach. I mean,
hey, bid for control.
But I'm
I totally would have done that differently.
You're in the convent with yarn in your hand and a nun in front of you.
And a web, right? We got a web.
A web behind you. Reveal.
Like I said, if I had a nickel for every time.
One.
I see one.
Two and two. So you two roll.
Five.
Right, three.
Got it down there.
All right,
I'm not going to pee on her.
Pee on her.
I'm going to take
eat her.
I'm going to take the remaining
eat
yarn
her.
That I have in my hand.
Eat her.
Hold on. I'm getting there.
If they
and I'm going to turn her around like in like immediately. Whoop! I'm sorry. I accidentally knocked somebody's
hand.
And I'm going to shove the yarn down her throat while I make loud screeching noises all at the same time.
Do you have a skill for that?
Yarn stuffing, yeah.
Yarn stuffing, yeah.
I have the dancing skill, so I can dance.
Okay,
around.
That's
it.
Yeah. Nice stretch.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck rolling that 6.
Do you have any?
Good luck rolling a 20 on that 6.
Oh my god.
Oh, here we go.
Kill the nun. Too bad she's not homeless.
Wait,
technically
wait,
she
her?
Is.
Did she have yarn down her throat?
She doesn't own a home.
Like, scare her.
Can we eat her now? Can we?
Bid for control because she got an objective.
Wait, I didn't get an objective. No, that wasn't an objective.
To scare her. She was trying to scare her.
She was trying to scare her.
She was scared, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, that was scary.
Was she also startled?
No.
She was expecting that?
Okay, I'm
she
going,
was just being wrapped
okay,
up by
now,
it.
Okay, now...
Well, what scary. Would you expect?
Is there a bank anywhere near her?
You don't have control anymore.
Oh, I don't?
You scared her? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could see.
Is there another cookie in there?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
All right, bit for control.
Those are good. Oh, wait. Okay.
Reveal.
We need
two,
to eat her.
Three. I'm going to take the yarn that I have still attached in her throat... And
run
I'm
with
going to
just run.
And see if she's a kite. That's what
no,
I'm doing.
Don't run with Susan.
Yes, don't do it.
No.
She's delicious. We should eat
I'm
her.
Going to run out into
we should
the street,
put a straw in her
find
and
a bank, and pull her into the bank.
Third bank, a block and a half away.
All right,
you
I'm going to go there.
Pull her into the bank?
Wait,
yes.
She's dead, right? Or she's
all
right,
you would definitely attract attention going down the street.
With a
nun?
Yeah, with a nun on a string.
Two out of six chances a cop sees you.
I hate it when everybody stares at my nun.
All right, you pass by Smoothie King, Arby's, Jersey Mike's, get to
makes
Fifth Third Bank.
So
make me hungry.
There is a cop sitting at the light.
Steal his gun! Steal his gun! Steal his gun!
He's in a car.
Steal his gun!
I'm gonna drop the nun on the outside of the car, run over to his window and scream, "Get her! Get her! Help her, please!"
Okay, you got any skill for that?
What kind of skill would that be?
I'm just trying
are
to help her.
Acting?
Roll.
I have skills, but they're not good skills.
Roll.
Hair curling. She curled some hair.
I did curl some hair.
Half of it.
Yeah.
It was pretty.
What is this?
Our hair is still
what's
curled.
The other side say?
Origins 12.
What did it say on the other side?
One. So that was six.
Okay, you did it.
All right.
He gets out and he starts opening the door.
Steal his gun. Steal his gun. Steal his gun.
Steal his taser.
What happened to you when he's pulling the yarn out?
Steal the gun. You need the gun.
I'm gonna steal the gun.
You got a skill for that?
I do not.
Pickpocketing?
Jumping in the car.
Oh!
She put a chip in
jumping in a car would have been a roll.
She had to put more than she rolled a one. Alright, bid for control.
I don't know if I want control.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I wish I could get control. I'm very hungry and the nun looks delicious.
Got one. I see a one and a one and a
one. Five.
Four.
That's a six.
You have control.
You should have let me get control.
Yeah.
He has like, hey, what are you doing?
I am a pickpocket.
And the nun says, she did this to me.
Wait, I thought
she was
dead. She's dead.
No,
yeah.
You said it didn't.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't. You're right.
If we can avoid killing nuns, that's a good day.
Yeah, we could
so
probably.
You're going to try to reach for the gun again? You're going to run away? What are you doing?
Bench pressing nuns, that's a good day.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal the gun again. Or at least I'm going to try.
Reach for the gun.
Got
the
gun.
Got the gun.
Now
wait, how much is
the
gun worth?
Shoot him.
Yeah, it is. That's an objective.
Shoot somebody.
At least two.
Look here. Look in. Yeah. Look me in my eyes.
Shoot the cop.
Right now.
Shoot the cop.
Actually,
shoot.
It's good for control now because she completed his objective.
It's true.
Let's let him do
it. All right.
Reveal. Some three ones. So roll.
Four.
Five.
One.
Right, you got the gun. Oh, you did get it.
Yeah.
I did get it. Yeah. I'm going to run into the bank, and I'm going to rob them. I'm only going to steal $1, though.
Only $1.
Yeah, you gotta rob. You're robbing the bank.
You realize the cop is right there. He just doesn't have
his gun.
Yeah,
he's got a shotgun in the car. Yeah.
Why don't you, like, destroy his, like, communications?
Oh.
How many chips do you have?
None.
That's none. That's all that I have.
Roll a bid for control.
All right.
Reveal. All right, you got it. Cop comes in with a shotgun.
I shoot the cop. I have gun use.
All right, roll.
The cop is dead.
Is that an objective?
No. If he's homeless, yeah.
Oh, this is still...
All right, well, you still have control, then.
Take
this
his car.
This is taking a really dark... I mean, darker than I intended.
I'm going to get in the car, turn the lights on, and drive towards the homeless shelter.
How much is a car worth for stealing it?
Yeah, that's a...
That's definitely...
Okay, that was a good
system.
All right.
All right, I'm going to say, if you go... Full speed.
Oh, lights are on. I'm in full code. That's all right.
Did we just change control since he stole it?
Oh, no. I gave him an objective, yeah.
Hit for control.
Does anyone have any chips?
All right.
We probably get in with just one chip.
Go.
Two.
Got it.
Yeah, y'all are doing great without
me. Here's the police car.
Turn off the lights if they were on.
Okay, they were on, so they're
damn
on.
Damn it.
I pull up.
Put your penis away.
I think this is
pretty good.
But I just, every so often, right. I check.
Since stealing the car was his objective, you're still at the place where you were.
Okay,
haven't left.
We're so still at the bank?
Okay.
Go in the bank.
Drive away.
We leave.
No. Go back.
We leave.
Turn around.
With no lights on, we just leave. We go down. We go to somewhere downtown with a good long stretch of road. I pull up to a stoplight.
We need to change of clothes.
And then the next person who pulls up next to me, start revving an engine. try to get him to race me.
Intimidate. A cop car.
Intimidate them into racing you.
They race.
Drag race it down the road.
All right.
In a cop car.
I got to win it to get the objective, though.
Huh?
I got to win the race to get the objective.
Dude, spend more points.
Where are you?
Do it. Do
where
it.
Are you rolling to?
Is it a skill?
Where
you
are you?
With it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't think that's CrossFit. It could be reps. I don't know.
That's a three or better if you.
So I got to do at least. Can I do more than that?
You can do a five if you want.
You don't have to roll.
You
rolled a six.
That's 3 points.
All right, bid for control. You are going like 150 miles an hour down Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
Rosa Parks.
This is awesome.
Okay. You're gonna come bullshit on that.
I would say Broadway.
I've been
Broadway,
on
the
park,
maybe.
I drive fast. The most you can get up to is about 80.
Cops don't have governors.
Reveal.
No, I'm talking about just speedway.
Got a one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you're going 150 miles down Rosa Park past Farmer's Market.
Ooh, there's homeless people there.
Hit
a homeless person.
What are homeless people for? They
okay,
don't have any
what's
money.
What's near me? Or is
but
there
they're hobos.
Like a pound near me?
Are delicious.
Or a
so
park?
So homeless people.
Bicentennial Park is
no.
One block away.
Stop at Bicentennial.
So
do it now, John.
You whip it into Bicentennial Park? Are you
way
down?
Past Bicentennial.
No.
We're going to Bicentennial Park at 150 miles an hour.
We are wrecking. This is how you crash a car, folks.
No, she may. No, she doesn't have a skill in driving.
All right,
do we hit somebody?
Can we hit the rolling fountain of the world?
Oh, yeah, the big ball.
Actually, I'd like to roll right into the pond in the middle.
You hadn't got that far yet. You crashed at the corner of Harrison and Rosa Park.
This is Bicentennial, not
Centennial. Oh.
God, this is going to be a... Can you imagine the newscast on this?
The police car is upside down in the trees.
And we didn't put on our seatbelt.
You are not feeling too well. Bid for control. Actually, put that away. I'm going to say that you were knocked out, so everybody grab a chip.
Good.
All right, now bid for control. Reveal. I got a two here. All right, you hear sirens coming towards you.
Call some cats.
Upside down in the police car.
We need an army of cats out of there. I don't know what that's going to do, but do your thing. At this point, honestly,
that's you.
Yeah. Hit your cat side.
Okay. Is there like a gun or a knife in the cop car?
Yeah, the one
we
that
have
we have.
We have a gun.
We have a pistol. Yes.
The one
okay.
that he killed.
Is there
the
a
cop
knife
with.
In the cop car?
John killed the cop with.
No, he probably
I know.
Had that on his body.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad. Bro, I call the cats.
No, you don't.
Failed.
We're not.
Wait, I want to use a chip.
Too late.
Too late.
Bid for control. And you did not get out of the car, so you're still upside down into place cut reveal. Two.
Damn it, how many chips do you have?
Police.
Well, I had a whole bunch a
police.
Second ago.
pull up behind you, they are there now.
We're upside down in a tree.
I call
though.
The cats.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Okay, so we go to the doctor. And we ask him about our penis and our inability to call cats.
Yeah.
And we just see what he does.
Yeah. How about just the penis?
Because they might be linked. We don't know this.
She was calling
our inability to call the kitties might be related.
Call the what? Inability to call the what?
Hit for control. All one, so everybody roll.
Four.
Six. Alright, you got it. You're upside down in a police car. The police are outside. Get out of the car!
Meow.
I'm stuck. I need some help. And put my hands up so they can,
you
know.
You just want to get her.
Wait, you'd have to put your hands down. You're upside down.
Okay, either way.
If you stick your hands up, they're going to come over and grab you and try to drag you out.
Scream, hands up, don't
damn
shoot.
It.
So, Come and see the violence inherent in the system. I'm being repressed. I'm being repressed. Anyone have a camera? Anyone have a camera? Oh, abuse, abuse.
Yes, somebody outside does have their cell phone videoing the scene.
Oh, no. Ow, he's hitting me. And I'm, like, moving my head into his fist.
They drag you out. So
he's resisting.
In.
He's resisting.
You're laying on the grass. They're trying to kill
Tase
you
him.
Unless you're going
to
resist.
No,
pee
no.
on him. Pee on him.
My uncle did that once to get you out
you
of
know things. What? I'll try and pee.
Here we use the pepper spray.
On myself. Right now.
All right, you don't have to roll for that because that's not your objective.
You pee on yourself. Way to go.
It is
urinated him. In public. That's all I care about. I don't care if they saw it or not.
Yep. All right.
Pee on yourself.
It works.
Bid for control.
At this point, I didn't want to be in control.
Reveal. Well, all one, so roll. Yeah.
I got us arrested at a
four.
Four.
Roll again.
Three.
Five. All right, your pants are wet. You're cuffed. You're cuffed, and they're about to put you in the police car.
Oh, he hit me in the junk.
Resist.
Tell
resist.
Him he hit you in the junk. Resist. Tell him he hit you in the junk. Yeah. Do it.
I break free.
With her acrobatics.
Hey, if a contortionist is called an acrobat.
Man.
I thought they're called contortionists.
That would be sleight of hand. That would be the skill, I would think.
No. That'd be breaking your hands.
All right, roll that.
Three.
All right, you do a handless cartwheel away.
Now flipping out so the crystals are in front of you.
That's that acrobatics. Cool.
Now I run.
All right. Skill check for that.
Maybe we should have probably slowed down.
Tackle.
We should have probably slowed down when we got into the park.
Head for control. You're now handcuffed and being held down by a cop. Couple of cops. Reveal.
Not in the butt! Not
take
the
your
butt.
Penis out! Take your penis out!
I keep my hands are behind my back.
No, they're in front now.
Six.
Five.
I'm going to try to resist arrest and get him to use pepper spray on me.
Alright, you got a skill for that?
Intimidation.
CrossFit!
CrossFit.
No!
Failed!
I can't even CrossFit, bro!
Your voice cracks while you're trying to intimidate.
If you're attempting to get away and you fail, I'm going to say you go to jail.
Is that long enough for us to rest?
Yes, you get a tip back.
Thank you.
Libby,
alright, so you're back in your same old cell again.
The same one?
Yeah, same.
Does it still have the...
There's still pissy rope in there.
The pee-soaked rope.
He knows the troubles I've seen.
She's a face.
You know what's funny? We still got the keys.
Oh my god, we do!
What, did we swallow them?
Bit the troll.
Shoved them up our...
Don't ask.
That's why we can't pee!
I had this watch.
Reveal. Is that a two?
Yeah.
All right, you got it.
Do we still have the keys?
No,
damn it. Guard! Guard!
Yeah, well,
guard, come here!
Maker.
Come here!
I'm here, what do you want?
Pick his keys.
I think we would be a little bit heavier.
God damn it!
I don't know, you're not doing that to me again. Get
the back of the damn it. I'm look around.
Are you sure we're conscious? We did kill a cop.
That can't be linked back to us.
Well, I did give you a chip, so they may have beat you unconscious.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a bus driver.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We didn't do that.
The cats did that. How can you say that?
Okay, I'm sorry for taking your key. I'm sorry for trying to take your key, but I do need to show you this.
You failed.
Oh, yeah, you don't have control
anymore.
Oh, damn
it. I don't really care for having control.
Reveal.
None of us want control.
Everybody has to roll. Everybody, even if you didn't put your hand up.
Three.
Five, three.
Two.
Three.
I got six. All
right, you got control.
I got a rock.
Pee on him. Pee on him.
I don't want to pee on him.
Take a sleep.
No, you peed for the first time, finally.
Sleep.
I know. I want to continue it.
Sleep. Sleep.
Pee on him. We're already wet.
Hey, officer. Hey, officer.
Yeah, what is it?
Can I have some yarn?
Yarn? No, you can't have any yarn.
Please.
Skill check.
What kind of skill is that?
What kind of skill are you using?
It doesn't matter.
Extreme couponing?
No, you failed.
You gotta buy one jail, get one free.
Yeah, get out of jail free card. That's one of my coupons.
Dude, what if that would work?
Bid for control. Reveal. Okay, we got one this time. Okay.
Hey, guard, isn't it time for my physical activity?
No.
I'm going to try to get him.
Intimidate him.
Come on, though. I really need to burn off some of this energy.
All right, skill check.
Yeah, I knew.
No. Bid for control. Reveal. Got a one and a one.
Five.
Two.
Three. You got it.
Three and two.
I'm gonna start, like, arm hitting the bed sheets again.
Okay. Skill check.
I need my web. I feel it out of sorts.
Guys, there's still a crispy cat outside of this jail.
Is that a two?
Deal with it.
And you failed.
No!
Wait, what about your cat?
There's still a crispy cat outside of this jail.
Reveal. One and one.
Go to one.
You got it.
I call the cats.
Skill check.
Shocker.
Nope.
What is wrong with me?
You're broken.
Your cat calling is broken.
Meow.
The cats are.
You know, it's because you tried to wear one like a hat.
No. It's because you rolled so good in the past, like.
Yeah, there's some ridiculous rolls that somehow shouldn't have happened.
Like, you know, killing the bus
driver?
I rolled
3 sixes in a row.
For control.
Christy, you know what you should do? You should make a spiral right here.
No, stop.
No.
I thought about it, and then I was like, no. All
right.
That's because he's the last one with chips.
I'm going to see if there's anything metal that I can use, a screw that I can get out of the bed when the cop's not looking, anything I can find.
Skill
like
check.
That.
You got a skill for that?
Stealth.
Okay.
What?
Nope. Everybody's failing everything. Hit for control. Reveal. Alright, everybody roll.
No,
he had a chip.
Oh.
Yeah. Alright, so I'm going to try this again to see if I can find a... Six!
Alright, you got something All right. that you want?
Something that I can pick the lock with.
Alright, you got it.
Alright.
You got to pick the lock.
Yeah.
He took out one of the springs from under his bed.
Too bad there's no springs in those beds.
You failed. Control. You got a spring in your hand. Reveal.
Hold on.
Alright. Okay. You got a spring in your hand.
And shove it in your eye.
Curly hair.
Only in one side, though.
Half curly.
I'm going to use it to...
The curls might have been beat out of us.
Pick the lock?
Yeah. No, I'm going to use... I'm going to try and pick the lock. That'll be a six that I have to get.
Skill, okay.
I do not. That is a two. Never mind.
All right, we're bid for control.
Hold on.
All right, try it again.
Are you the only one with chips?
That's my last chip.
I didn't even know she had chips.
I know, I was keeping them in my thigh, and I had my leg bent so that they would just stay there so I could keep my hands free, so I didn't even know.
The game's supposed to end, so...
No!
We're gonna die in jail.
No!
Rest!
All right. Well played, madam. Well played, madam.
Everybody rest.
Thank you.
All right, bid for control now.
Bid nothing and then rest.
Bid their chip they just got. Everybody just about,
all right? Almost. I actually have lock picking. Let me
two.
Win.
Five. I have lock picking.
No, I have. Oh, wait.
No, I don't have it.
We got a five over there. Anybody beat a five?
No.
Oh, you got it.
CrossFit your way out of jail.
Right?
Yep.
Don't work out with it.
All right.
Do reps.
I rested for that.
I do reps.
All right. Working out with a spray. All right, bid for control. Reveal.
I'm just waiting to leave jail so we can, you know.
It's a six.
All right, you got it.
I'm going to take my spring. I'm going to put it in my hair so that it gets knotted in my hair. And then I'm going to call the guard over. I'm going to go, guard, please,
and what are you
help.
Trying to get him to do?
I'm going to get him to come into the cell to help me.
Skill check. What
with
skill
what?
Do you have for that?
Hair curling?
Actually. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
To
work.
Get it stuck in the hair.
All right.
Hey!
Doesn't matter. He gets in there.
And he opens the
cell. Now what? Yeah, that is true.
Call the cats to kill him. Kill him with the cats.
Run.
Cats.
Just run.
Stab him with the spring.
Or steal his keys.
Kill him.
I am going to
acrobat out.
Start
dancing with him. Dance with him.
seduce him.
I'm going to start an interpretive dance to try and hypnotize him to give me the keys.
Skill check.
That is a skill check that I have. And that's a 5.
He sits on the bed, dazzled.
When did this turn into Sucker Punch?
Okay, you can take his keys and he won't even notice.
Alright.
Dance right out the door.
Wait, so we escaped jail?
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, at least I got us out of here. How many turns did we take?
You would think they'd put smarter guards down here.
That was ever going to come up.
Guy interpretive dance.
With this group?
I know, but when I first put it down, I was like, "This is, no, never.
Bid for control. Reveal. I see 2 ones.
3.
4. All
right, you
got to
go.
I'm hungry.
There's homeless people.
There's right a cat. There. There's a crispy cat right outside the jail. Fresh for eating.
Oh, we must have menses.
What's wrong?
Never gonna get there.
You are still on Rosa Parks, so you're less than 10 minutes away from
there's a police
counter
station? There's a jail
good
on
bus
Rosa Parks?
Yeah. Oh, no, you're by
hey,
so you're
find
not
our bus.
It's not that far.
But you're not very far away.
I've run there. Is my net still there?
Spider-Man.
Web. Taking that down.
Spider-Man down there.
She doesn't have yarn.
You can ask her for your
use shirt. That crispy cat as yarn.
Why?
Wait, where did we leave the nun that we had over by the Abada?
By the way, there is a national rescue mission on the way to the convent.
Yeah, we can get new clothes there.
No, do something boring so we can all get chips, or at least you can.
Mission.
You can rest. Still get clothes there.
Rest.
Rest. Rest.
No, we're gonna... Hey, wait, can we steal the cop's clothes first? This is all like doop-de-doop-de-dooped.
Yeah, let's be a police officer.
Okay, we'll take his stuff.
The people in the jail are sheriff's deputies, but okay, same thing.
Yeah. Okay, that
so
works.
Now I got another gun, and I got
he
one of those.
You don't have a gun.
I have a really big flashlight.
Yeah, you might have a flashlight. Yeah.
And you got that beaten stick.
The beaten stick.
No, it's called a flashlight.
Hey, use the mace.
And he's got car keys, right?
Who gives that nice
it's just called a flashlight.
I give it, give me.
Just have to figure out which car it's
hit the panic button.
I hit the button.
Okay.
It's a Kia Soul.
I'm gonna go to the convent. I'm convent. Convent.
All right, you drive to the convent.
Oh, no.
She's got a roll.
Officer.
She's got a roll to drive.
It's not a police car. It's his personal car.
What kind of car
convent,
is it?
Convent.
Is it a Kia Soul?
It's an old Ford Escape. All right, you're there. What?
I'm
as long as she's driving regularly, she doesn't have to.
Is it filled with cats?
I'm gonna, like, sneak in the door.
Go home and find his wife.
Self?
No.
Alright, we'll try to sneak.
No.
A four?
The sister at the door says, may I help you? And you
I hit her in the head!
Yeah, well, you failed.
You failed.
You failed.
Paper control.
I'm hungry.
Reveal.
I picked up a dice for some reason.
No, you got one. Okay.
4, 3.
It's not the same nun as before, so she does not recognize you. Can I help you, sir?
Put your
hungry
chip in.
Oh, yeah. But, I'm just very tired.
She's chubby.
Hungry.
Come on, I bet she's filled with delicious.
Well, I can tell you how to get to the mission. We don't really house men here.
Her sins consist of chocolate chip
I don't cookies. Identify as a woman.
Okay. Don't house men here. Why are we
I don't
here?
Identify as a man.
So,
find some bros.
No. Can you just
find them at the homeless
nearest,
mission.
Where the nearest church is.
Delicious.
That means there a church nearby since there's a convent?
Delicious. Damn it, eat her. I'm sure we got a straw in our pocket.
I can't hear you.
We can't hear him.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm saying this in front of the nun. La, 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 la. I can't hear you.
It's across I-65.
But we're hungry.
It's kind of far away.
We haven't eaten in days.
Oh, you know what?
There to there.
Oh, okay.
Days.
Yeah. So
we ate this morning at the
so
gym.
So I'll go across
no,
the church.
Protein bar. It was awesome.
This is a Baptist church.
I'm hungry for none.
They have food.
Do. I'm going to break into the church.
Alright.
It's probably open.
Ministers are not as delicious.
Not very, no, the Baptist church would be open.
Alright.
You're in?
Yep. So, go
to the baptismal.
I'm looking for something that I can steal.
No, you do.
So I can go to hell directly. So that way I don't have to wait in line. When I die, I'll go
Baptist
straight
church
to
is going to have a nice
VIP
sound system. So there's speakers and mixing boards and stuff like that.
Steal
nice
the crucifix. We can beat the nun over
okay,
the
okay,
head.
Okay, okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm a scoundrel, but I wouldn't go that far.
Baptist churches don't have crucifixes.
Steal their speakers, but I'm not going to steal their holy stuff.
So you're taking one of the pieces of sound equipment?
Yeah.
All right. And walking out the door?
Yep. Do I have to roll for it, or is it just...
Yeah, because it's...
You just put one foot in front of...
You're standing in the Baptist church with the big speaker in your hand. Reveal.
This is awkward.
You got it.
The hell? I drop it.
You son of a...
Oh, come on.
I walk
out. I peed on myself for you.
Yeah. What the hell?
How many points
head?
Am I giving you?
Take the speaker. Take the speaker.
No.
Come on, take
I
the
turn
speaker.
Around. I walk outside. I get in the car.
Come on.
I drive
Wait a second. We
cautiously
the car,
down yeah. To the women's rescue mission.
Door.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I walk outside, take my gun, start shooting homeless women.
All right, bro. Skill check.
Would that be considered scaring other homeless women that haven't been shot yet?
He killed one, and yes, that puts...
Oh, no, no. How many did I kill?
No,
I'm unloading.
Once
you kill one, you lose control.
That is my kill a homeless person.
Okay, once you kill one, you lose control. So you.
And I also have a point because he scared some of the other ones.
Yeah, you get a startle point.
Gosh darn it, guys. Complete my objectives.
All right.
And we're
take
all out of...
control.
Okay.
Hungry.
Reveal.
Hungry.
Rest.
No,
she has one.
She has one.
Oh.
So you have to
roll. Hungry.
Three.
The cops are just going to shoot us when they find us this time.
All right, you're standing outside.
This game is not going to end well.
Women's rescue mission with a gun in your hand, a dead homeless woman on the ground.
And we vandalized the church.
And
killed a cop.
But we've got a beautiful tan right there.
And I'm
going
to say that the church had a
and our muscles
an alarm,
are totally
so the police
rocking.
Are coming down the street.
Call the cats.
No, you're not.
Yes,
oh,
cats.
You called a cat.
We called four cats.
Yeah.
Police pull it up. At same time as the cats.
Hide behind the cats.
How many police
Use
officers
the cats
are there?
For cover.
Two cars.
Probably the
Full
SWAT.
Police
team.
Officers?
Each has two in it.
Tell the cats to attack the police officers straight to the eyeballs.
Oh my god.
Five.
The cats go to attack.
The cats go to attack. Yeah, it doesn't mean they're successful because they're going to get shot.
Okay, do they do that though?
Yeah.
They
you
don't,
just
they
send
don't
these
them.
Cats
All
to their
cats
death.
Get shot.
That is awful.
Great.
Now what are you doing?
John is a
get
horrible
on,
person.
Get on the ground.
Run towards the cats.
John's a great.
Is that what you're doing?
Yep, I'm running towards the cats.
They're shooting you.
I dodge them.
Well, so you have a skill for that?
I'm gonna figure it.
I do.
Wait. No, the neighborhood cats. Okay, the neighborhood cats jump in front of the bullets.
You haven't called any cats, and you failed. And dead, and that's the game.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, poor John.
John
it was
my bestest bro.
No.
All right, Kevin's surprised you got the most.
I think Vince won.
I still have a chip. Does that
I have
count for
eight.
Anything?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, 3. Can I know what people's objectives are now?
Yeah,
I'm interested.
Yeah, Vince won.
Really,
what was your objective?
We stole a bus.
So,
stole
really?
A car. Stole a cop car. Stole a gun.
So, I'll start with my goals. My goals were to urinate in public, pickpocket. Well, we did it once.
I did it once just as I did that as a gimme.
Pickpocket someone and kill a homeless person.
Okay, my first goal was to scare an innocent passerby. My second was to steal from a bank. And my third was to impersonate the Queen of England.
Mine were buy yarn, make a knitted web I can hang in. And the third is knit a nun into a cocoon and eat her like a spider. I'm hungry, John.
I know.
Hungry.
That was actually kind of a really creepy component
yeah,
for this
yeah.
whole thing.
My goals were tanning, training at the gym, and winning extreme challenges.
So mine, my 1-point goal was startle a person. My 2-point goal was steal an item of a value, $100 or more. And third was break out of jail, which was really my...
Hail Mary pass.
Yeah, that played out really well.
All right, I had pick up a cat and put it in a bag.
Which you only attempted more times, but you don't try that once.
Yeah, you're right. My other one, my second one was cut a cat's belly open and put it on a head. Put it on my head for a hat.
While it's still alive, though.
No.
Either or.
Yeah. I don't think it works that way.
My third one was skin a cat and make it into a jacket with the guts for
Well, which
ties.
Way are you going to skin the cat? Because I hear there's more than
yeah.
one way.
There is more than one way to skin a cat.
As long as it turns into a jacket, I didn't care.
Man, we are horrible
All
people.
Right. Everyone is John is a free game. You can get it at 1d4cham.org. It's one page. You probably could play it without looking at the paper from just listening to us play it.
Yeah, very simple.
Very simple game. Most of the games that I've listened to end up very similar to ours. People get... I don't know what this says about people's nature, but the way they act when they're...
I only wanted to eat someone like a spider.
A nun.
I just wanted a cat.
Not just someone. A nun.
I didn't want to do rips.
Let's do reviews. Kitty, what did you think? Wow.
Well...
She has a cat on her head, by the way.
Yes. She has a stuffed cat on her head like a hat.
It was a Christmas present from Kirsty.
Like I said, I make sock animals.
What are the options?
Smile.
D4, D6, D8, D10, D12, D20.
Oh my God,
please don't. Please don't.
I did not mean that, but...
Nazzle blur. Let's try again.
No, don't do that. I look so wrong.
What's going on?
I meant it that
time.
I guess, I guess you could say that he was riding her tail.
And we will not be putting that on the web.
Nobody.
You had to get a profile shot for it to really.
Yeah. All right.
What's your rating?
What are the options?
D4, D6, D8, D10, D12, D20.
Yeah, I like this game.
It is right up your alley.
20.
Really?
I really like this game.
What you already give it? All right.
I can give as many 20s as I want.
But we usually the
20s. I like the game. This group is way too rambunctious for the game. I like.
Need to put an extra warning on.
Yeah, I like the game.
But we actually live up to the rating.
Yeah.
I think one of my objectives should have been to kill somebody with a cat.
I like the game, but I didn't like the game. It's getting a D6
for me. You like
it,
you're just not in like with it.
There's not much to it.
Yeah, there's not much to it. It gets a D6 for me.
Libby?
Honestly, I'm going to give it a D20, and I also give the people that I played with a D20, because this... The reason that I love it so much is because we are so rambunctious, and we have somebody who wants to steal, and somebody who wants to eat nuns in a web, and somebody who wants to put a cat on their head. Like, these are just some of the things that make this group so great.
John is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted my ears to be warm.
I would never want to play with anybody else in this game.
We should do this more often.
I did name myself Charlotte.
I mean, that's where I'm at. I was like, meh.
Yeah.
It was fun. I don't know why I picked a nun, and I hate spiders, so...
Could have been clowns.
No.
We should attempt to find a game that we cannot make fun and see if it's possible.
It
ain't. It's
not. Not with this group.
Yeah,
we'll find a way.
What would be the fun in that?
Yeah, we'd find it. That's the point. Well, somehow we would find it.
Not having fun is not fun.
But pretending not to have fun is fun.
What's your score?
Pretending to have fun is not fun because you're not having fun in the first place.
Yeah, but if you're only pretending, then you're already having fun.
If you're only pretending, then how can you really have fun because you're only pretending?
It's acting.
I'm going to give it a solid D12.
I think it's probably classified as a party game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like you should have.
If I'm looking
less
at it from
though.
A party game, it's going to get a D10 or a D12. I imagine adding alcohol of any sort to this game, and this thing gets off the charts.
No. You know what would be
hilarious?
Are you
wanting to change your rating?
Plain.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to change my rating. If we're going to classify this as a party game,
it's
getting a D12. Right. It is. This
you know what would be even more fun? Playing this game in character as another character.
Yes, make an entire profile and then give it to the person to your left.
You could have fun with changing around like the John part and like do like a classic like D&D character,
or even have it like, or even have the
like the crazy wizard, you know?
We could always change the setting.
You could. There is a podcast where somebody did that.
Well, so for me, one of the things that I felt when we were coming up with the different scenarios and things, I think it would have been better to have a list of really, really ridiculous stuff, a random 10,000, you know, option list that you could get for the goals, the skills. So that way you just go, well, I have, you know, I have knitting, and then I have lock picking, and I also have, cat whispering. I think that would have been a lot better.
I also listened to a podcast where people had spells as their skills.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We didn't even think
I have
that.
To say, the thing I'm proudest of is extreme couponing.
That was well done.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because we didn't have any money to start with.
I just want to say that Cat Whisperer got us pretty far.
I don't know if it got us far. I love what happened with it.
I just want to say, hair curling got us out of some messy situations,
which got me another 2 points for stealing it. I think the game is... got really dark, but it was a lot of fun again because of the group. I don't think the game itself really was, had a whole lot to it, so I'll give it a D8, though. I think it's right in the middle.
Yeah, I'll go with a D8 also. I mean, it's really, it's... Yeah, this is one page. This is one page to print off the internet. That's all the rules.
I think it would be nice if we had, a golden objective where, anybody could complete it.
Or
and, everybody
objective.
Would get a chip every time it was completed.
I feel like this would be a game that you you introduce to kids who are just starting to play games.
Kids?
Not this group. But, with parental... guidance and stuff.
What I was actually saying, this would be hilarious to, you're playing Agonepseth, and all the Agonepseth characters start playing everyone as John.
Yeah. So a game within a game would be fun.
Yes!
Wow.
I still have my hubcap doll, by the way. She's next to my computer, and she watches over me.
There's been many a times that I've been playing Agonepseth in a game of landscape and lawn gnomes happened.
Or Space Hike.
Yeah.
Space Hike was fun.
Land of Lovecraft.
So, what's our total average here? We got 2 D20s on this one.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to get an... I'm sure anybody who's listening to us for all is starting to get an idea of what games we individually like.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things, though, is that... I think our numbers keep getting skewed on, on this game as a game. I don't think it was that great of a system or anything. Yeah. But again, I think
I take everything into account.
Yeah,
you can have a game that has a great system and it's just horrible to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really take.
But I think we would still have fun.
The only thing I really take into consideration when I rate a game is how much fun it is.
Original D&D fun.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, but some people might not think so.
I don't like to be.
They're not playing it right.
What do you call them? I don't like rules.
Our average score turned out to be 12.57, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Stop shining your damn flashlight in my face.
He tried to blind me.
I only swore twice this game.
Oh. All right, so I guess that's it for this episode.
So we were all John, and I hope you enjoyed that.
Everyone was John.
We were all John.
I imagine it's going to be very, very, very loud and confusing.
Hi, I'm Kitty John.
Yes, loud. Definitely loud. See you next time, or hear you, whatever, next time.
Listen to me next time.